Moss, 1-for-2 with a double, and he swings at the first pitch, drives it high in the air, deep to right, home run, Brandon Moss. A three-run bomb for Moss, and the Indians have busted this one wide open. 9-1 Tribe.
Al Albuquerque with the 2-2 offering. Swung on, hit high, deep to right. Martinez back, track, wall, and this is gone. A two-run home run for Lonnie Chisenhall to right. It's 11-1 Indians. Here's Brandon Moss swinging, hitting it high, hitting it deep to right. Martinez is at the wall. It is gone! Brandon Moss has his second home run of the night. And now 7 RBIs in the game. A two-run towering homer to right for Moss. Wow, what a game for Brandon Moss.
And what a game for the Indians. That was Friday. That's how I choose to remember things, Craig, here with the Indians.
Big win
over
memory.
The Tigers. The final two games, Saturday and Sunday, didn't work out as well as hoped. We're joined by Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians. It's time for some Tribe Talk and Trivia this morning, brought to you by Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. How are you?
Great. I was highly excited from the Indians taking care of the Tigers after they came to town and did us in. Then not so well over the final two games, but I guess there is some positive things to take out of this weekend. What are some of those things you'd think of?
Well, again, you're right. When you walk into Tiger Stadium and you beat them up like we did, you're hoping you can at least get one of the next two games to win a series. That's the one thing that, you know, we've been struggling with. Losing the rubber match of the three-game series that we've been playing. So we got to start winning the 2 out of 3 instead of losing 2 out of 3. It's eerily similar to last year's month of April when we were 11-17, 6 games under .500 and 5.5 back. We ended up playing 14 games over .500 the rest of the way. But these games count as much as they do in September. So we got to figure out how to get that one more game each series to put us on the winning path.
Bob, how is Trevor Bauer feeling? What was his problem?
Food poisoning, unfortunately. That's when you were feeling really good. You go and win Friday night, and you have one of your hottest pitchers and one of the hottest pitchers in all of baseball going for you the next day, when the Tigers had just lost their fourth in a row, and then he isn't able to post up. And that was truly unfortunate for us. It was a close game. JT House did a nice job, you know, in a pinch. It was only, a 4-1 game. We just couldn't generate enough offense ourselves. But food poisoning, he is scheduled to start tomorrow night at 6 o'clock against the Kansas City Royals, who are in town for a three-game series that starts tonight with Corey Kluber on the mound. Again, a 6-10 start. And so hopefully Trevor's going to be healthy and fine and ready to pitch tomorrow night.
Bob, you've got those early starts this week. What was the idea behind going to a 6-10 first pitch?
A couple reasons. Early season weather. Maybe you can cheat it up an hour and stay in a more warmer warmer degrees for the ball game. Secondly, maybe people who are hanging around downtown, we know it's tough in April to head home and then turn around and come back and watch a game, especially if it's going to be in the 50s. So maybe you'll stay. You'll just hang out downtown for a little while and catch the game. This way you'll get home a little bit earlier than if it was a 7-10 game. A couple thoughts in that regard, weather, convenience. We'll see how it goes. A little bit of an experiment.
Is this something that other Major League Baseball teams have kind of tried, or what do you know about that league-wise?
Yeah, everybody mixes and matches their game times. Here in Cleveland, you know, we've had 6 o'clock starts, we've had 6:30 starts, 7 obviously, 7:30, even 8 o'clock. You know, you just try to, and I'm talking over the last 30, 40 years, we've tried some different things game time-wise, as is everybody around baseball, just to find that time that, you know, works best for your fans.
Well, you remember the old joke, Bob. Don't you remember that one? Call up to what time does the game start tonight? What time can you get here?
Exactly.
Kansas City, what shape are they in this far, so far this season?
Well, they've lost 2 in a row, but they're, I think, tied for first or near there with Detroit. And, you know, they've got off to a nice hot start. They've been a little chippy. They've got into 3 fights already in this early part of the season and have a number of guys suspended already. So it's been interesting, the chip on their shoulder. But they're playing well. Again, it's for this month of April, the final game against the American League Central. So 3 more. Got to get out and get a series win.
Yeah, well, the Royals, they are the kings, as it were, for American League here. So, you know, they got to get some respect, I suppose.
Yes, indeed.
Then the Blue Jays up next after that, right?
Yeah, 4 against the Blue Jays. They're playing right around .500 baseball right at the moment. But they come in for 4 Thursday night at 7:10 and Friday at 7. And we have a 4 o'clock game Saturday and a 1 o'clock game on Sunday. So it'll be KeyBank Kids Fun Day on Sunday is the featured promotion for this 7-game homestand.
We're talking with Bob DiBiasio this morning. Okay, when we come back with Bob, he'll have a trivia question for you with your chance to pick up a 4-pack of Indians tickets right after this.
Start your day right. On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and everything else you need to get through your Monday. Then start planning your next big blowout. Dale's Market and Deli provides fried chicken, deli, veggie and cheese trays, pastry trays, photo cakes, whatever you can think of for any special event or party. Just call or stop in. Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
All right, time now, Bob, with the trivia for this morning. And the winner gets a 4-pack of Indians tickets to an upcoming game. And the question this morning is?
Well, it deals with strikeouts. Name the team, the pitching staff, that set the record for the most strikeouts in a single season. Bonus points if you get the year. But which team and which pitching staff set the record for the most strikeouts in a single season.
And we don't need the names of all the pitchers. We just need to know what team.
Yep, what team did it, and bonus points, what year?
3220930, 3220930, or 2460930. First caller with the right answer picks up 4 tickets to an upcoming Tribe game, courtesy of Dale's Market in Deli in Elyria. Bob DiBiasio, we'll talk with you again next Monday for more Tribe Talk and Trivia. Thank you for your time this morning.
You got it, boys. Have a great week.